Fantasy football into the playoffs. Fantasy Frenzy now brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas. You've got home field advantage. Joining us each and every week to lay down some fantasy knowledge, Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine, at KCPayne26 on Twitter. Kevin, how are you doing, man? Thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Looking forward to this game tonight. Should be a lot of fireworks.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about it. I'm kind of pulling for the Chargers. I think they do have what it takes to slow down Kansas City attack, but I just wonder how many times they can slow them down. You get what I'm saying here? I mean, KC is so explosive.
Yeah, and we really saw that last week. I mean, Baltimore is one of the better defenses in the league, and eventually Kansas City figured them out, got the ball downfield, got the win, and so I don't believe that the Chargers have quite as good of a defense. They've actually, I know they got Joey Bosa back, but they've been a little bit of a disappointment. So it'll definitely be interesting. It's from a fantasy perspective, it's a really interesting game because we've got two running backs who might be starting. We're in the fantasy playoffs in most leagues, and then you got Damian Williams starting for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Justin Jackson. I mean, they're down to the third stringers for both teams at running back. And these are both guys you want to have exposure to, and you're going to start if you have them, just because the both offenses are so good. As I said, the high over-under with 54 or 54.5, and a low spread means it should be a competitive game. So lots of points on both sides.
What has Pat Mahomes done to fantasy football this year?
He's invented the no-look pass, which I didn't even know was possible. He's just kind of turned it upside down, and I think that going into next season, a lot of people are going to be a lot more patient on quarterback. If you look at Mahomes, he was the guy that was going the 12th, 13th, 14th quarterback off the board, you know, in round 10 or later. So why would you go ahead and take Aaron Rodgers in the third round when, and this is going to happen next year, somebody's going to go ahead and emerge who goes in one of the later rounds. The year before it was probably Carson Wentz, who went pretty late and had a really big breakout year in his second year. So I think that's going to happen again next year, that people are going to be more patient on quarterbacks and stock up early on running backs, wide receivers, and even tight ends. When you look at guys like Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz, those are guys that should be going in the first two or three rounds, I would say. So I think that Mahomes, kind of from a fantasy perspective, is going to have everybody go ahead and wait on quarterback next season.
Give me a matchup you like, you really like, and one you really dislike in Week 15.
Really like, you know, kind of a quiet game. Everybody's going to love the, as far as fantasy goes, New England at Pittsburgh. I think that's the obvious one. You've only got two late games on Sunday, and that's almost like a standalone game considering Seattle and San Francisco is the other one, and I don't know how many people are going to be quite interested in that. So I think a lot of people are going to flock to that. But I think the sneaky one I think that might be really interesting for fantasy is the Raiders at the Cincinnati Bengals. Derek Carr's put together two really good weeks. You've got Cincinnati, which is still kind of interesting. They've got Joe Mixon. Tyler Boyd's in the middle of a breakout season, but he's got Jeff Driscoll throwing to him. So that would be one of the matchups that I would take a look at. And then if I'm going to go ahead and look at a game that I would probably stay away from other than Leonard Fournette, it would probably be Josh Johnson making the start in Jacksonville. Don't expect a lot of offense. You got Cody Kessler versus Josh Johnson. I was just saying that we're down to the third string running backs for the game tonight. Well, we're down to Josh Johnson versus Cody Kessler at the 1 o'clock game in Jacksonville. Real low over under, especially when you consider how high the scoring the games have been this season at, I believe it's at 36.5. So just outside of Leonard Fournette because of volume, I really don't see anybody on either team that I would want to go ahead and start in fantasy.
From a fantasy perspective, talk about this Saints defense in the last six, seven games. They haven't allowed over 20 points and are in a top 10 statistically after starting so woefully. What have they meant to fantasy football owners?
Yeah, you know, we had to get used to last year them being a good defense in fantasy and making that adjustment because they were so good. And then, as you said, start out this season a little bit slow, and then now we're back to shades of what they were last year. So now all of a sudden we're taking a look at them and saying, wait a sec, we got to pump the brakes on, you know, the teams playing these guys. The only good thing, though, is a lot of these games will be high scoring, and so the other team will have to be forced to throw. So guys like Cam Newton, I didn't mind recommending this week. I know he's dealing with kind of a little bit of a bum shoulder. Christian McCaffrey, you're always going to have out there. And they've had some of these wide receivers emerge. Devin Funchess hasn't really done a lot. But it's really gone from a season where we were looking to pick on the New Orleans defense to now, hey, let's pump the brakes a little with the guys playing against New Orleans because they really have gone ahead and turned it around.
Fantasy Frenzy brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas. You've got home field advantage. Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine, is an expert at rotowire.com for two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. You can let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. Fantasy owners in the playoffs, what are some do's and don'ts, some things you would offer to fantasy owners? Is, hey, don't overreact sometimes.
Yeah, don't overreact, but I would also say that don't be afraid to make some adjustments. You know, I had a lot of guys who got to, you know, the fantasy playoffs last week or this week, and they've got these guys who, you know, have kind of carried them all season but kind of tailed off. Maybe there's another younger guy who's come around and is starting to get some more playing time. Don't be afraid to adjust. Don't be afraid to, as I said, start Damian Williams or Justin Jackson tonight. Looking at this game Sunday in Denver, Cortland Sutton didn't have a great game last week, but now he's got Emmanuel Sanders out for the season. Demaryius Thomas was traded earlier in the season. This guy's the number one guy. He should have a big game. Don't be afraid to go ahead and start that guy as your number two wide receiver or even in a flex spot. At the end of every season, we see players emerge out of nowhere. Happened with Jerome Harrison, gosh, 6 or 7 years ago for the Cleveland Browns, who was putting up 200-yard games from scrimmage. Jamaal Charles, when he was a rookie, the last 4 or 5 games, went absolutely nuts. Don't hesitate to pick up those guys and use them in the playoffs. If the guys who got you there are kind of tailing off or a little bit banged up, you have to be ready to make adjustments. We talk about it all the time. What a fluid league the NFL is, and for fantasy football, it's the exact same story.
If you were drafting all over again, can you give me a player or two that you feel like would go much higher than they were originally and then much lower they were originally?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Pat Mahomes, and obviously he would be the first quarterback taken overall, probably going to be the MVP of the league. So you're looking at a guy that's probably going, I would think, in the second round, as I said. So you're going from 10-plus rounds to the second round, which is quite a jump, really gone ahead and been impressive. Philip Lindsay's the other guy, too. This guy, most standard leagues, wasn't even drafted, and now, especially in PPR formats, you'd think he'd go in the second round. Really has had such a good impact that I just wish the Broncos would use him even more than what they're already using him. So Philip Lindsay, I would say, is kind of the surprise, and the guy that's probably dropped a lot. There's a bunch of guys that we could talk about just because of injury, but I would say even with the good game last week, Rob Gronkowski, who is probably like a late second, mid-second, at the worst, an early third-round pick. I talked about Kelsey, Zach Ertz. Those guys would go much higher than him. So I would think Gronk now would be more like a seventh or eighth-round pick. He's really been a huge disappointment, and the problem with him has been not that he's been banged up, but it's been that he's been active. So if you have him, you've gone ahead and played him. And outside of last week, he's really struggled so far this season. He does look like he's completely back, and as I said, there's no reason not to use him this week in Pittsburgh in what should be one of the higher-scoring games this week. But overall, he's been a pretty big disappointment for most fantasy owners.
Kevin, you know who we have to thank. You know who we have to thank for Pat Mahomes if he goes on to potentially shred the NFL as he's doing this year. If he goes on to do that for 10, 12, 15 years, you know who we have to thank for that happening, him going to Kansas City, huh?
Probably you guys somehow.
The Buffalo Bills. They traded out of that spot at 10.
I mean, well, and here's the interesting thing, though. We may have found something with Josh Allen, who, from a fantasy perspective, has been great the last 3 weeks because he's been running and running better than Cam Newton, believe it or not. So there's a little optimism, but yeah, there's a few teams, and we can always go back and play that game.
Yeah.
Who traded, who passed up on this guy, but yeah, there's been a few mistakes. We'll just say a couple mistakes the Bills might have made in their drafts over the last 10 seasons.
Hey, look, and first off, I know you're up there in Buffalo, so I'm giving you a hard time. Not only did they pass on Pat Mahomes, but if they'd have stayed at 10, even if they didn't draft on Pat Mahomes, and they passed on Marshawn Lattimore, too. Like, they could have had Marshawn Lattimore.
Lattimore, and was Deshaun Watson in that one, too? I can't remember exactly where he went. He might have been there as well. Somebody else they could have taken who looks like he's going to have a job for the Houston Texans for the next 10 years. It's really nice to get those franchise quarterbacks. It's tough to hit, especially because if you think about it, years ago, quarterbacks would get 3 years. That's what they used to say. You got to give them 3 years. no more in the NFL. You got to go out and get that guy right away. And I don't know that there's going to be a starting quarterback or two in this NFL draft. I would take a look at who some of these backups are, including Teddy Bridgewater, if I'm a team out there. Huh. Like, say, the New York Giants, who needs a back starting quarterback. I would take a look at a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. I would take a look and call the Indianapolis Colts about Jacoby Brissett. I think that might be the smarter way to go than to go ahead and try to find a diamond in the rough in this upcoming draft.
Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com, at KCPayne26. That wraps up our Fantasy Frenzy, brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas. You've got home field advantage. Kevin, we'll talk to you next week, man. Go enjoy this game, all right?
Okay, thanks a lot for having me on, Christian.